Hey there, welcome back. It's Damien with the 9 to 5 Google Daily for June 25th, 2020. If you didn't already know, this is our snapshot of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So while it didn't show up alongside the OnePlus 8 series, it's been known for a while that the OnePlus has been working on a new, more affordable Android smartphone. The device has been known by a couple of names, firstly the OnePlus 8 Lite and the OnePlus Z or Z in Europe. But now we know what it's really called, thanks to an accidental, or purposefully accidental, Instagram post, we know that this next OnePlus device will be called Nord. The Nord name has popped up before today though, with tipster Max J mentioning the name on Twitter earlier this month. At first glance, that name can obviously inspire a lot of doubt, but it turns out that this is what the company has eventually settled on. In a post on its new OnePlus Z Lite thing Instagram account, OnePlus inadvertently confirmed this new name. The post has since been deleted and replaced, and it was captioned and shared by some Twitter users. The post had a small gallery of photos celebrating the development of the phone, with the team explaining that ideas have become reality and now we're almost ready for launch. In the very first of those photos though, an invitation is shown which clearly spells out the Nord naming. The text at the top of the card is too blurry to accurately read, but teases something for the first 100, presumably the first 100 buyers. OnePlus's new affordable phone, Nord, is expected to deliver a pretty solid overall package though, with the Snapdragon 765G chipset, a 90Hz display and more. It's been tipped there will be multiple cameras too. As for a release, signs point to a July release, but it will only be available in selected regions, and the US unfortunately doesn't look like it will be one, at least for the foreseeable. One handy trick Google Assistant offers is the ability to use your various Google Home and other speakers as a PA system throughout your home. Your dinner's ready? Well, you can send a message to the whole home and let the entire family know. Now Google is improving on the Assistant's broadcasting feature by enabling broadcast to a specific room. Since launch, Google's Assistant's broadcasting feature has been kind of an all-or-nothing feature. When you prepare a message, it's automatically sent to every other Google Assistant speaker attached to your account. In many cases, that is great, but sometimes you don't need to alert the entire household. In what appears to be an A-B test, Google is preparing the ability to use the Assistant's broadcast feature to send messages to specific rooms in your home. With this, users will be able to say something along the lines of, "Hey Google, broadcast a message to users in the living room, the food is ready." At that point, Google would broadcast a message to the living room, only to compatible speakers within that living room. This could be very useful for parents trying to get the attention of the kids, or maybe if you just want to speak to someone in a different room or get their attention. However you'd want to use it, this seems like a great improvement to the Assistant's broadcast option. Notably though, this isn't available live widely yet. Our tipster was able to capture a video, which we have on site and I'll leave a link to that, showing the functionality in action, but repeating the same command doesn't seem to work on any of our own setups, despite the message itself being true. You can give it a shot, but your results may vary. One of the core features of Android is the ability to share just about anything, be it files, photos, text, or links from one app to another. Chrome OS though is set to gain a similar way to share between apps thanks to an upcoming share sheet. Here at 9 to 5 Google, we keep a close eye on the various flags that get introduced to the Chrome flags page of Chrome and Chrome OS, and these tend to be the clearest signal of potential upcoming features for browsers and Chromebooks. Earlier this week, we saw a new flag entitled Share Sheet, which appeared in the code of Chrome, exclusively for Chrome OS. The name Share Sheet may sound familiar to our avid readers and listeners, as Chrome for Android has also been gaining a feature called Sharing Hub or Share Sheet, which replaces the native sharing UI of Android with a new look that includes the options to share a screenshot or QR code of the page you're on. Unlike Android, however, Chrome OS doesn't currently offer any official way to share between those or through different apps, despite having access to apps from Android, Linux, and soon Windows. With this new share sheet, that's now set to change. According to the early prototype, this will be very similar to Chrome for Android's sharing hub in that it will offer a list of options called share actions for how you want to share or what you're sharing. We're currently guessing that these share actions will come from the Android apps you've installed on your Chromebook, as well as any progressive web apps you have declared a share target for, as a feature which is currently only used in Android though. Similarly, this share sheet would be the perfect place to surface Google's upcoming nearby share features, which will allow you to share files, links, and more between nearby devices, including Android phones, Chromebooks, laptops, and desktops with Google Chrome. For now, we're not quite sure when that will be available through Chrome OS's share sheet, but we do know that a share button will live within Chrome's toolbar, somewhere to the right of the address bar, though the feature's developer says that placement is only temporary. Though things are still very much in the early stages of development, we believe this share sheet could go a long way to making Chrome OS more dynamic and smartphone-like, especially as companies like Lenovo opt to base new tablets on Chrome OS. It seems we will still have quite a bit of waiting to do first though, and there's always the slight chance that Google could scrap the feature altogether before it ever sees the light of day. Google announced today that it will pay publishers for high quality content. Licensed stories and articles will appear in a new news experience that is launching later this year. This is a remarkable departure for Google, which follows repeated calls for tech companies to license news content that appears within their services. Publishers, along with government regulators, have long wanted platforms like Search and Facebook to directly pay for article snippets they feature. Google previously argued that Search and its news aggregator help surface articles to a wider audience, thus resulting in more ad clicks for websites and subscriptions. That said, the partnership announced today involves more than just paying for story previews. Google is specifically licensing high-quality content that will have an enhanced storytelling experience and appear in Google News and Discover later this year. The latter feed is found in the Google Search app and to the left of most Android home screens and the mobile google.com homepage. The program will also see Google, when it is available later this year, offer to pay for free access for users to read paywalled articles on a publisher's site. Google has already signed deals with local and national publications in Germany, Australia, and Brazil, and we expect to see more countries and publications sign up soon, with more details to follow. And finally, despite being a relative newcomer to in-car entertainment, the Android Auto app has now surpassed the 500 million download milestone on the Google Play Store. That's a mighty impressive figure, even if most Android smartphones now ship with the app pre-installed and ready to be activated. However, it's still one of the best ways to turn off distractions when driving or connect directly to an in-car head unit for even further controls. It's also worth noting that only with it installed can users connect their phone to their compatible vehicle displays to get the full Android Auto experience. Beyond that, the other purpose of the app is to run that same car experience in a smaller version of your smartphone's display. Because you're not bound by an in-car head unit at all, Android Auto has clearly been a popular download for those just wanting to dock their smartphone and get all of the same controls and features in a less distracting interface. That might be one of the reasons for Android Auto racing to that 500 million download figure at the very least. Another could be the recent GMS agreements that essentially requires or forces all smartphones launching or upgrading to Android 10 to have Android Auto pre-installed as standard. This could potentially have boosted Android Auto download figures, as that is a five-fold increase over the 100 million downloads that were obtained in early January 2020. Considering just how many devices have been updated though to Android 10 since early 2020, it does sort of seem to add up. With Android Auto reaching this download milestone, it joins a number of first-party Google apps to achieve the same feat in recent months. Now, if they could just make some improvements here and there, we'd be much more content. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is usually available every Wednesday.